Hey Jim, it's Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right, hanging in there. Sorry it took me so long to get back to you today. I finally got an answer, and they're saying that they're still having an issue with the tax liens, so I'm pushing it because yesterday they said all they had to do was make sure that it was under $250,000. So I've got my manager involved, and I'm trying to push it, but I mean, worst case scenario, would the 45 work for
Yeah,
me
that's
for
not
now?
going to work, though. I hate to say it, that's not going to work.
Gotcha.
We got to get up, closer to 100.
Okay.
I just know how much I need because of some orders that I've secured at this show while I've been up here. But look, I'm gonna be home tomorrow night. Okay, the show's over tomorrow at noon, and I'm gonna be heading back to Virginia, and I'll be back in. I'm gonna look through. I tried my best. I went online, and I tried to navigate on the website, and it's just insane. And I'm going to try yet one more time today. But what I was going to tell you is that I want to try to see if I can give it yet one more shot Friday morning to see if I can figure out a way to do that. Is there any way that you could find out if two things? If I can get you something from them that that verifies that it's under $250,000, can in other words, can you is there a way for you to get a deal based on that, and then knowing that that didn't work, that based on the we know that the other one is at 45. Is there a way to maybe test the waters on that?
Well,
Do you think
that's
that
kind of
might
what
be
I'm trying to do.
possible?
I'm trying to at least get them to give me some numbers with us being able to, even if we had to do a conference call with the IRS just to say, yes, this is the actual balance, if that was the worst case scenario in that situation. But that's basically what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get them to at least give me some numbers so we know what we're working with, and then.
Well, if they could just do that, and then say, Jim, find out a way to do it. And I mean, I got tried in Philadelphia, for God's sakes. I mean, it's nuts. I go right through there on my way to Virginia. I should just stop by the IRS and say, look, I gotta have this. So,
I have a buddy who works in the IRS. I can maybe get in touch with him and see if there's some
yeah. Well,
way we
like
can
I
do it.
said, I mean, it's so crazy. And so, but I really need to try to get the 45 is just it's just it's a little bit too weak based on what I know I need to do. And I'd really like to figure out a way to do it, because I think you had told me that you were going to try to work out what kind of interest rate did you get on the on that 45.
I know it was pretty high, to be candid with you. Let's see here. It was a 1.45 factor rate,
Ooh,
which means
okay.
it's not an actual APR, it's a fixed cost that you pay. But I'm quite sure once you were 3.5 months or 3 months paid into it, they'll actually drop that cost and give you more funds at a lower cost, if you needed more funds at
Okay.
that point. But that's definitely not the approval that I
Now,
wanted there.
are they good? Have you broached the subject about that subordination agreement?
Haven't yet, but I'm not too concerned about it. It happens quite often, actually. We have, especially with equipment, when we do equipment financing, we require that quite a few times as well. So
Okay. All
we're
right.
familiar with it. We've seen it here
Well,
before, but.
it's a pretty standard form, and I just wanted to make sure, because sometimes they send you these things and say, oh, well, this is our standard loan application, and in some cases it almost basically says that that this loan is going to now be the senior lien position, and the factor would they would tell me to hit the road, and then I'd be out looking for another factor. So I've got to make sure that we do that by the numbers. So anyway, in the meantime, whatever you can do would be great. See what you can do. Like I said, I'm gonna be here the rest of the day, and leave tomorrow about noon. I've got two appointments tomorrow morning, and then I'm gonna be heading back to Virginia. So if you find out anything again based on some kind of verification, whether it be written, oral, or whatever, that we can get, that this is what we can do based on that, and this is the interest rate we can do based on that, and this is the time frame based on that. Can you, you know, if you can still keep trying to push forward on that, that would be great.
Absolutely. Yep, I'm working on it, and I've got my manager involved, so hopefully
that sounds great.
More, you know,
I appreciate what you're doing, Dennis.
Absolutely.
All right, keep up the good fight. All right, thank you.
All right, we'll do. Bye-bye.
Bye.